President Biden will deliver his first address to a joint session of Congress this month, and today's White House press briefing opened with the state of the weather. Yes, a major winter storm is dumping snow in the mid-Atlantic and the northeast coast. At least a foot has fallen in New York City so far, with another foot or more expected before the end of tomorrow night. Mark Elliott is a meteorologist and storm specialist at the Weather Channel. He joins us now with more. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Callum. Good to be here.
So there's snow falling from D.C. up to Maine today. This is a big storm. How much snow is expected to fall up and down the East Coast?
Yeah, by all measures, an impressive nor'easter on our hands. We've already seen between 17 and 19 inches from South Plainfield, New Jersey, through Bridgewater, New Jersey. There could be another 5 to 8 on top of that. So many areas will cross through that 2-foot mark when all is said and done.
And it's falling very quickly in New York and New Jersey in particular, 3 inches an hour right now. And the governors have declared states of emergency. They're urging people to stay in and off the roads. I want to ask you about a technicality. Does this actually qualify as a blizzard? There is a technical definition to that, right?
Right. So to be a blizzard, it's almost like you when you're in a recession, you can't say you're in one until after it's happened for a while. A blizzard has to have a quarter mile visibility or less. It has to last for 3 hours or more. I think we're going to have some blizzard conditions at times. I don't know if we'll get to the technical definition of those 3 hours straight of low visibility. But gosh, that snow's really coming down, and that does lower visibilities a lot.
And even a little bit of blizzard-like conditions can send you off the road. So is that a risk right now, Mark? I mean, is this storm going to wreak havoc on the roads and make them slippery and dangerous?
Travel's really tough. It's interesting. The worst travel days for snow actually happen with storms that give you about 2, maybe 3 inches or less. Because this is putting down so much snow so quickly, it's obvious that it's dangerous on the roads. And so most people aren't going on to them. And so there's less chances for accidents when you have big storm events like this one.
And how about out on the West Coast, Mark? The last time you were with us, we talked about the atmospheric river over California, and they're expecting more rain and snow this week. What's going on?
Here we go again. There is another trough on the West Coast. It looks relatively similar to this last one, but in this case, maybe 2 feet of snow for the Sierra Nevada as opposed to the 120 inches that they had with the last storm. This one, too, goes across the whole country. Chicago will get another round of snow. It looks like the I-95 corridor by the end of the week might be on the rainy side, but we've got a long ways to go before we get there.
So I'd say up until this week, this winter seemed pretty mild. I think I've only fired up my snowblower twice. Is that actually the way it's been? And how does it compare to other recent winters?
It is not at all your imagination. The northern tier, the Great Lakes, the Northeast have been having a really easy winter so far. In fact, some cases, you know, 10 to 15 degrees above average for the winter season so far. So a month and a half, almost 2 months at that point. That is really hard to do, to move an average by that amount. It's been really warm. And so for most areas, they've been well behind pace for snow. This past week has made up the difference in a couple of areas.
All right. And it's a good day for sitting inside and sipping some hot cocoa. So, Mark, thanks for bringing us the update. Stay off the roads and stay safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.